Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Your trainer, Melanie Cole, is here to motivate and help you perform. It's time now for Train Your Body.
Well, if you went into a sports store to buy equipment, and the person there is trying to sell you a whole bunch of equipment you're not sure you'll ever use, what is the equipment that you must have in your home as a woman that likes to work out? If you want to do stuff in your home or out and about or take to the park or whatever, what is the most important equipment that you should really have? My guest is Jim White. He's a registered dietitian and he's certified by the American College of Sports Medicine as a health fitness specialist. Welcome to the show, Jim. So, must-haves for home workouts, women's things. What do you think is the single most important piece of equipment?
Well, you know, we got to have equipment that's going to have more bang for our buck. And there's so much equipment out there. We got to factor in cost. We got to factor in safety. We got to factor in portability. So I feel, you know, really one of the best exercise pieces of equipment is your typical resisted bands, especially when traveling. They're portable. They're great, low injury. Anybody can use. Any ages, and they really can tone a full body when used right.
Okay, so resistance bands is where we're going to start. Now, I mean, I'm going to hear your list, Jim, and I'm going to kind of create one of my own as we go together here, and the listeners can keep their pen. But in my opinion, the first most important is something to do cardio on.
Yeah,
like
absolutely.
A treadmill or, you know, because if I have my bands, well, I still have nothing to really burn a lot of calories. So what would you say to that you can run up and down stairs or go walk outside or something? What's your, you know, kind of take on that?
Well, the best thing with that is all we need is a ground, and it's free. So walking, jogging, I mean, cardio, working the heart, very important. If you have the means for a cardio machine, definitely treadmill, elliptical, whether it's a stepper or a bike, whatever. You know, they all have definite advantages. But cardio equipment is key.
It is. Cardio equipment is key. So you're saying bands, and I'm saying treadmill, but that's cool. Or, you know, something cardio, which would be elliptical or treadmill or bike, something that you can do it with. And so what's next? What do you think is another important piece?
There's nothing more important than your core, especially to tone up your lower back, your core. And I feel a stability ball has been around for years. It's so versatile. Again, it's inexpensive, can be used at home. That's my number two pick.
So let's talk about the ball a minute. What kinds of exercises do you like to, I mean, right now with my clientele, I'm doing planking on the ball, which is just kicking their little cores tush, you know? I mean, really doing the planking, moving your elbows out forward just a little bit long, you know, lengthening that lever, you know, making it some really hard stuff, and then sitting and rolling for their back, you know, sitting and doing their pelvic tilts all around for their back. What do you use the ball for?
Absolutely. Ball crunches, reverse ball crunches, you know, putting the ball against the wall and doing squats to, you know, isolate the back, you know, focus on the quadriceps. You know, it's safe, it's durable, you know, different sizes. I definitely recommend to get the right size for your body. And I really feel this is one of the best pieces of equipment you can have.
Well, I'm so glad that you mentioned getting the right size for your body because they come 55, 65, 75. How do you know what's the right size for your body?
Well, obviously, if you're under 5'5", you wanted to look for a 55-inch ball. And then as you get taller and taller from 5'5 to around 5'9", 65, and then, you know, over 6 foot can be beneficial for a 75-inch ball.
Because I have a big man, and he's doing planking on a 55-foot ball, you know, 55-inch ball, and I'm not letting him, you know, he bitches about it, and I'm not letting him get away with that. I'm like, you know what, no, it doesn't matter that this ball is small. You can still put your forearms on there and do your planking, but he's getting on me. He's like, it's too small, so he's probably right, huh?
Yeah, you just definitely want to stay just for safety reasons.
All right, well, whatever. I won't let him listen to this. But in any case, okay, so we got the ball. You can do squats. You can do reverse crunches. You can do ball crunches. You can do planking. You can do things for your back. And then we've got bands, and we've got some piece of cardio equipment. What else do you think we need?
I think kettlebells. You know, they came on the scene within the past about 5 years and even longer, but they really came on the scene. And they're really versatile. You could do so many different exercises, work full body workouts, high intensity, And I think, you know, for someone trying to get a great workout, limited budget, you know, I feel the kettlebells can be a great way to improve the workout.
Okay, let's talk about kettlebells then. What's the difference between kettlebells and dumbbells?
You know, again, they're the same weightage, you know, comparable. However, with the lever of a kettlebell, it makes you more versatile to do things like kettlebell swings, to do upright rows. They're easier to handle. They're easier to get around. They're easier to move around. So I feel that it can get a different workout than it will dumbbells.
Are they easier to hold than dumbbells? Because some people have, you know, arthritic hands, and sometimes dumbbells can be hard to hold. Are they easier to hold?
It depends on the exercise. Sometimes doing shoulder presses with the kettlebells, it can, rub against the wrists. However, on an exercise like upright rows, they're definitely easier to handle than dumbbells. So, you know, that's something that is different for each exercise. But overall, I feel that they can be a great additive.
Now, what about a heart rate monitor? Do you think that that's important, or do you think it's just important to learn how to take your own heart rate?
I think it's important to learn how to take your own heart rate because, you know, sometimes we don't have the luxury of having the heart rate monitor on you at all times. However, if you have the means, I definitely recommend that as a piece of equipment to monitor your heart rate. Also, a Garmin watch is important to measure any of your training when it comes to running, your paces and your distances, and also some of the new devices such as your Fitbits and your Nike brand Fuels to measure your calories. So those are great tools to use within the exercise equipment.
So recapping, we've got TheraBands or stretchy bands, a stability ball as really essential, a treadmill or something cardiovascular, kettlebells, the ability to take your own heart rate so you don't need to necessarily, you know, go buy a heart rate monitor. Some of them can be quite expensive. Now, what about something like shoes? How important are really good quality shoes to work out in?
I'll tell you what, shoes could be one of the best and biggest investments you can have. I feel a good pair of shoes, especially if you do a long distance walking, running, to make sure your shoes are stable, to make sure you're not causing any injuries, really, really recommend a high quality shoe.
And what about pedometer to keep track of what you are actually doing?
Pedometers are great motivators for anybody, especially if you have a friend to try to shoot up for a number of steps every day. I think pedometers have really taken off. Now they're taking different forms. They're getting better technologically, and I think that this is something everyone should definitely utilize for incentive.
Okay, what else do you think that we should have in our homes?
Jump ropes. They sell for under $10, and just 15 minutes of jumping rope can burn off a candy bar. It's really high intensity, burns a lot of calories in a short piece of time. So any of those athletes that really want to burn a lot of calories, really keeps intense, a jump rope is a great, great piece of equipment.
You know, and that's something that's really pretty much old school, Jim. People don't even think about it as something that they would have. And really, as you say, a jump rope can burn a lot of calories. You don't need to do it for the longest period of time. It's a little bit fun. Besides, and you can take it with you wherever you go, out in the park or your yard or wherever.
Absolutely. I feel like it's definitely something that can improve the heart rate, especially if people are kind of stuck in their rut, and you know they've been walking, they've been running, and they only have a short burst of time. You can do it in between you're watching your TV stations. You can do it at work. You can do it at different places. Very portable, easily to use on the road.
That is great. So Jim, just in 20 seconds here, just wrap it up for us. Best pieces of equipment that every woman should own.
I think definitely for under $100, Resista bands, stability balls, ankle weights are great. It's where a lot of the women's fat cells are on the thighs. Ankle weights can be great for doing side raises. A jump rope, kettlebells. These are definitely great pieces of equipment that you can use for under $100, and you can do it all at home.
And then add in a good pair of shoes and maybe a treadmill if you can afford it, and you've got the perfect gym. You don't really need anything else. You're listening to Radio MD. The show is Train Your Body, Motivate and Perform with the American College of Sports Medicine. I'm Melanie Cole. Stay well.